Folks, welcome back to the iHealth channel, the FinFab channel, the NBC Network, The Works, with a terrific show today, because this is like a comeback that I was looking forward to for a minute now, and we were waiting for time to make it happen, and it's happening today. And a couple of years ago, I had the pleasure of meeting two phenomenal people. One is just, I mean, she's doing extraordinary stuff, in terms of her achievements, and we'll get deeper on this, because I'm almost trying to be suspenseful at the get-go of the show here. And the other person is her sidekick, her coach, and also an Olympic dude that's working towards achieving his own, stuff. So without any further ado, I have with me Madonna Hannah and Marcus Chambers. And if you do remember, they were here a couple of years ago. We've talked about their journey and the work that they've been doing. And Madonna is an athletic. She runs different, races, and she's been winning stuff and championships. And her secret is, there's an age thing, age factor. She is a senior that does all this stuff. If I'm not mistaken, we'll ask more about that, all that stuff. So first things first, Marcus, Madonna, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having us back after. Yeah, it's been 2 years and there's quite a bit to catch up on. Right, coach?
Yes. A lot of good news to share with you today. Appreciate you having us on board. And yeah, we're here 2 years later.
Well, listen,
And
yeah, go ahead, Madonna.
well, I was gonna say, let's start with the 2024 Washington State Senior Games that just occurred a couple of months ago. And then, Marcus, we can go over some highlights of the National Senior Games in Fort Lauderdale and Pittsburgh in
Let's
2020.
go.
Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
we can do
Let's do this. I mean, well, before we go even there, I did say this before the show, but you guys look terrific. 2 years later, you haven't aged 1 ounce once. I don't know. I mean, it's amazing. You guys look great. And there is a secret to that. And I have to say, I mean, the secret is what you do. And we are about health, wellness, and fitness. And in all the shows that we discuss, there's a big factor of what you do in terms of what it means in terms of health, physical and mental. And it does show in how we portray ourselves, how we look to the world. I know we're in a Zoom and stuff, but I do believe this is there's a secret to it. And the secret is really not that secret. It's just taking care of yourself, being athletic, being healthy. But we'll talk about that, and your secret, like maybe your nutrition, whatever you guys do to help yourselves, maintain. But before we even get deeper into that, if you don't mind, for those audiences or people that I have not watched the previous show, if you can just give a little bit of background about Marcus and Madonna's history, and then we can deep dive into all these championships and those nice little successes that you've achieved this year and the last couple.
Okay, I'll do a real quick update. Hurricane, you've been very kind, not to mention my age, but at the age of 57, which was like 13 years ago, got a call to run 100 meters, something I had no experience with, track and field. I was married to a man who had track and field experience, and he said, okay, just do what I say. Okay, you know how that goes with husbands and wives. I'll coach it, but you got to do what I say. And I did. I entered the 2011 Washington State Senior Games, and darn if I didn't win the 50 and the 100 meters. And everyone was excited. Do this again. Okay, did. And went to the National Senior Games in 2013. And then in 2014, ruptured my Achilles. Severely, severely. Doctor said you're never going to run again and all this kind of stuff, but we'll get into that a little bit more later. And then in 2017, back on the track, wanted to try it again. Won gold, 50 and the 100. And also, that was the first time my husband had a bout with cancer. And then in 2018, I was able to qualify for the 2019 National Senior Games in Albuquerque, New Mexico, but my husband was not going to be able to join me. He had his third and last bout of cancer, and his final request was for me to continue running, build up my thighs, and to wear red, white, and blue in New Mexico. And well, in order to do that, I would need another coach. I would need another coach. And the way things worked out, the coaching baton was passed on to Marcus, who was 24 at the time. And I believe I was somewhere in my 60s. And it was going to be one and done. And Marcus, just let them know real quick why you decided to coach the oldest person you had ever coached in your life and why you kind of continue, because it's 5 years now.
Yes, it is 5 years. And so pretty much at the time in 2019, I was running professional track and field, pursuing my Olympic dreams, but I was also coaching on the side. And my old physical therapist, Eric Waterland of Waterland Performance, he called me one day and he said, "Hey, I know you like to give back and do different things around the community. I have somebody here that's looking for a coach." And typically, you know, from my experience before this, I was used to coaching the youth. He said, "Hey, it's going to be something a little bit different, but I'm sure you enjoy it. And she's a mature adult, and I would like for you to get together with her." He kind of told me a little bit of what happened with her and her husband, but I didn't really know too much in detail. But at that point in time, I just was like, "Hey, what's her number? Let's call and let's set something up." And so when I called her and we set up a time to meet, it was a very, very cold day. We went to UPS, which was a local college. And from my perspective, track and field is track and field. The only time we don't run is when it's when it's thundering. So when I met her, I was like, "Hey, let's get it going." I had no clue what she looked like at that point in time, but I knew she was a mature adult. And honestly, at that point in time, I was kind of nervous to know whether she was going to respect me, she was going to listen to me, and those different type of things. But from day one, Madonna was like, "What do you need me to do? You're my coach. I'm going to listen to you." And we worked out that first day on that cold day. I didn't have her do too much, but even watching her walk, watching her jog a little bit, I could see how fluent she moved. And I knew with my expertise to change her running mechanics a little bit, and sky's the limit of what we could do. And yes, it was supposed to be a one and done, but she went to that first race and she said, "I want more." And I was like, "Hey," I told her, "I'm enjoying what we're doing. And so I'll coach you until you decide to hang up the spikes." 5 years later, here we are.
Well, you guys are dynamic, definitely. You know, you've been making it happen. And last time we had a great, you know, discussion about it. But Marcus, just on your note,
yes, sir,
share with the audiences also your achievement, because you have been working towards some big stuff. And I'm not sure where you stand there today, but let's share some of that before we get into back, you know, with Madonna's and the synergy that you have both.
Okay, yeah. So I started track and field in high school. My grandmother, she told me, "Hey, I suggest you go to track and field." And you already know, if your grandma tells you to do something, you do it, right? You don't question the ifs, ands, or buts. And so my freshman year, I started track and field, which led to me being a four-time state champion in high school, junior Olympic champion, those things. Then I was blessed to go to the University of Oregon, where I was a 9-time All-American, 4-time NCAA champion, and just had a lot of success on the collegiate level. And then after that, I was blessed to sign a contract with Nike, pursue my Olympic dreams. I ran a 2016 and 2021 Olympic trials, came up short for my ultimate goal, went again for this last Olympics, and then came short again. And throughout that time, though, I ran a lot of races. I got to travel the world. My best world rank at one point was 15th in the 400 meters in the world, which is a great accomplishment. And I ran for the NACAC team, Pan American team, as an adult as well. So I represented USA at a great level as well. And currently right now I'm retired. I am very thankful for the years that I put into the sport. But now my time is to coach, help everybody else get to the dreams that they're trying to do. And so you see me and Madonna, we're working strong, and she's hitting all her goals because, like we're going to share, she got a lot of gold. We have a lot of gold.
Teamwork, baby, too. Well, again, thank you for sharing that, because, I mean, that's a good context of who you are as a person, Marcus, and your achievements. You know, I mean, obviously speak for themselves. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, for people that are watching and listening, you know, you set some heavy goals. I mean, being on the Olympic team and making, that's not, there's a lot of competition for those. And, you know, I mean, you've ranked big, you know, in the world. I mean, 15 worldwide is not too shabby. That's pretty good. There's only a few people that can make the 1, 2, and 3. And I mean, could it be still available? Yeah. I mean, look, Madonna's still running, doing a thing. So you could go back and still push it back again. But the idea is, like, it takes a lot of time and energy and work to get to these places. And you've done that. And I do want to also touch on something you mentioned, Marcus, is the fact that when you met Madonna the first time and the age difference and, you know, how, you know, that's a big point, because there's a lot of this feeling that, you know, I'm not going to take, you know, information or I guess instructions from someone who's younger than me and know better. You know, I mean, there's that age, you know, kind of fight, you know, if you want to call it, or like conflict sometimes we have, you know, like, oh, who are you? You know, you haven't been around as long as I have, so I'm not going to listen to you. But with this relationship was different. Madonna was willing and able and ready and very humble to take the information, not to be like, well, I know this stuff. You know, you can't tell me. You're the coach. You got it. And by the way, that also reflected on her, how she did with her husband, because technically he said, you listen and you'll do.
Yes.
And that's what she did. And that's the thing. Like, when you're a student, you got to be able to listen. You have, you know, when you're being coached, you have to listen to the coach. You know, we're all full of opinion. Let's call it what it is. As humans, we tend to do that. But this is an important piece for people that want to be coached on anything, whether it's sports or, you know, business or otherwise, life. You know, if you're not willing to listen and put in the time and take, you know, and absorb, it's not going to happen. So thank you for sharing that, because that's a big element for people to at least to take that home, you know, to the bank, because that never fails. And by the way, we all have that. Even when you're a leader, for example, in the business world, you know, you only can lead if you're willing to follow and able to follow, because that's the other thing. A good leader is a good follower too, because there's always someone that you have to follow, whether through inspiration, motivation, or coaching and mentorship, right? So the best mentors have mentors, right? And so it's always that. So thank you for that. Now, Madonna, let's go back to your 2024 action.
Before we get there, I am a retired fashion marketing educator. And when I retired, I was teaching millennials. And so now I'm a millennial for a coach. And you are extremely right about no matter how old you are, you should be able, or what your station is in business, because I've always been in management and coaching and managing and teaching people. And then now I'm the student. And I know very little about track and field, except for what I see on television. And a lot of times I'll say to Marcus, I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm just doing what you tell me to do to my very best ability. And because of that, we had a really good 2024. The Washington State Senior Games in July. And there were three things that were accomplished. Two gold, 50 and the 100 meters. Those are my events, and we qualified for the National Senior Games, the 2025 National Senior Games, which are going to be held in Iowa at the end of July, moving into August of next year. And we set a new Washington State record for women's 70 to 74. By the way, folks, I'm 71, okay? For women 70, 74 in the 50 meters. The record had held for 15 years, and the time, my time was 8.83, and the time to beat was 8.84. So that's quite an accomplishment. Coach is a state champion, and so is his client, his athlete. So I'm just really thrilled about that. I know Coach is thrilled about it. And I'll tell you, anything is possible. Anything is possible. Anything. Coach, how do you feel about our accomplishment for 2024?
Hey, you already know I can't complain. Great accomplishment. I'm very happy for Madonna. I mean, we put months on months on months in for a lot of hard work that a lot of people don't get to see. So I see it. And even though we work virtually because I'm in Atlanta and she's in Tacoma, still, I know all the work that she's doing. I don't have to worry about whether she's going to do what I say, like if she doesn't understand something, or even, hey, if something were to happen where she didn't do something, I always know she would communicate with me, and I'm an adjustable coach. So if I know what's going on, I can adjust. And that's how we work. And as you see, the work that we put in months on months in, we bring back gold.
Coach likes gold. Now, something, Marcus, that really helped out was when you were home for 2 weeks, home in Tacoma. He was there with me on the track with as much time that he could spend. And there's always something that's tweaked that needs to be tweaked. Mm-hmm. And there were some tips that you gave me about my start, because I've gotten to speed, but I really need to work on my start. Even when my husband was my coach, it was like, oh, your start, Madonna. There were some tips, that some specific things that you said, Marcus, specific things that as a coach that you tweaked. And I really feel that was instrumental and me doing as well as I did. And in both races, I was just ahead by 2 and 3 seconds, mm-hmm. which is a lot of time. And then to be able to set a state record, I mean, that's just, you know, something you think about. And I remember in another interview, Marcus, you said that setting records is a hard thing. It's a hard thing to do. And we did it. Marcus just put together a really good program for me. It was the toughest one that I had had thus far. And then he told me a couple of days ago, the next season coming up is even going to be tougher and harder. So anyway, that was our 2024. And I can go on to our 2023, which was the National Senior Games in Pittsburgh. And wow. What would you like to say about that, Marcus? And then I'll jump into our experience at Pittsburgh.
What would I like to say? I mean, I would like to say that we leveled up. Year by year, we continue to just move up in the ranks. That event was a very great event. Number one, Madonna's family was there. So we had family support to kind of go with us, or not just to where we went to go eat. We just hung out. But then she had family that was there that could really see her climb up the ranks. The year prior, that we had a certain place, but we wanted to make 5 races. We wanted to make prelims and finals in the 50 and the 100 meters, which we did. And we also knew we were going to run a relay. And so you have to qualify for those finals. And this was the first time that we qualified for both. And we didn't just qualify. We moved up in ranks. We took 5th in the 50 and 5th in the 100. And those were amazing accomplishments. But the icing on the cake was hopping in that 4x1, where Madonna, she was the second leg. She ran a hell of a leg. And
wait, let me jump in here.
Okay, Take it away.
Okay. I told you we had some highlights.
Okay. Let's hit them.
Favorite. Okay. First of all, you know, you have to practice, you know, the 4x100. Okay. Marcus already knew he was going to have me on the team. And then there was another lady we'd worked with before. And you kind of put your team together while you're there. We didn't have a baton to practice with. So I said, let's use a water bottle. Come on. You got to make do, right? Yeah. So here we are. we're serious. We're doing what Coach says, and we're passing the water bottle. And the next, thing we kind of noticed that all the other 4x100 teams had stopped what they were doing, and they were looking at us passing this water bottle. So I believe it was the coach from Barbados who took pity on us and gave Marcus and gave Marcus a baton so that we could use that. Then the next thing was, here we are, ladies 70 to 74, lined up, ready to go. And Marcus is real laid back. He is not demonstrative at all. He doesn't yell at me or anything like that. He's very low key. Marcus walks over to me and he says, "When you get that stick, haul ass." And then he walks away. And I did what coach said. I hauled ass. And we came in first, and our time was like 1:17. And then the times after that were like 1:32 and 1:39. Oh. So it pays to haul ass when your coach tells you to. But afterwards, I was thinking, and I said to Marcus, I said, "In your young coaching life, did you ever think that you'd look into the face of a 70-year-old woman and say, haul ass? Come on."
Definitely didn't.
And she does it. That's the other thing. And she does it. So.
And it worked.
It worked.
It worked.
Yeah.
Oh, well, also, go ahead, Marcus.
No, I was going to say, that was our first goal at the National Senior Games, which is a very amazing accomplishment. So I want everybody to know Madonna put in a lot of hard work to get that goal. So we represent that strong.
I know, I've seen Madonna. She's got interviews. She's got these things going on.
You know how she does.
Yeah, if you look at social media, follow Madonna, and you'll see Madonna, the fit and fabulous, right? That's the
fast and fabulous, and also the fast fashionista. But we'll talk about how that comes out.
That's a new spin.
Fast fashionista.
Well, again, Fit and Fab, always goes. That's our brand, on channel, right? The Fit and Fab. Mm-hmm. Those two go hand in hand. You got to be, who says that you have to sacrifice, being fabulous for just being fit? You can have both. It can be glamorous too. So a couple of things. There's two things that I want to just at least take a moment to highlight. One is age. Again, you said, I am 71. Now, that is a health, that's achievement on its own. I mean, people, to live healthy. I mean, that's one thing that we've been talking about, in a lot of the shows since the inception of the network, is that, it's not so much to live long, it's to live a vital life, a full of lively, health, right? Being healthy, being well, being energetic. A lot of people can make the age, but they're really not in a good shape, form, and whatever. So that's a problem, right? And we've been trying, obviously, through our network, through the information, through the guests and the experts, hopefully bring in some of that information to people on how, to kind of navigate the transition into age and so on. By the way, we talk, from the youth to the elderly, right? But it doesn't matter. The idea is that you start early on, and there's always, a good time to start. That's the other thing that you said, it's never too late. Well, the fact is, it doesn't matter what age you're in, what was the past. Yes, it can have detrimental issues, but the body is resilient. We can change it. We can convert things with minor changes, literally in our lifestyles. We can get back into any shape you want. You can lose the weight that you're carrying. You cut some of the bad toxins out there from nutrition. I know Madonna, you follow my stuff. I share a lot of the stuff because the fact of the matter is, I discovered through this work that we have been fooled in a way in terms of what we eat out there. And there's a lot of food that's called food that is not food. It's just synthetic, edible ingredients. So that's what I would, call them. But really, they're not really food. Food is what nature gave us, and what's available, readily. That's always been there from ancestors. But unfortunately, we have a lot of food that is really something that you put in your mouth, that you process, but the body cannot figure out what the hell that is. And it you know, wreaks havoc, as they say, on our, you know, everything, metabolism, hormones, you name it, and so on and so forth. But so living a healthy life, and we will touch more on nutrition and your regimen, how you work towards like keeping the health and you know, the energy and all the sure. stuff, because that's important. A lot of people, again, you know, as they age, they stop movement, they stop activity, they stop a lot of things, and they just be sedentary. They just, you know, they don't do anything. They are just, you know, sitting there watching TV and shoving food that is, again, not food, that just gives more calories and everything goes out of whack. So these are big things. So when you said you're 71, I mean, you are literally an inspiration to everyone out there that you could look this great, you could be, you know, this, you know, successful, and you can be very hyper and active out there with that. And by the way, I've worked with seniors for years, and frankly, I can tell you, you know, you've done at least one event, you know, in one of the companies I've worked with, and you know, these seniors, they actually are sociable. They're out there, they're doing stuff, they're dancing, they're doing Zumba, they're doing all kind of stuff. And the more you see seniors that are working towards that, they're not really that senior. They're just young, you know, like, that's the thing. We use the word senior by default, but it's not so much the seniority here. It's, I mean, there may be elder, you know, folks in age, but they're young at heart, they're young in their body, they're still looking good. I've interviewed people when the 60s and 70s, and they look better shaped than, you know, people that are in the 20s and 30s, you know, and that's the thing. So these are some big elements, you know, to take away from the discussion today, is that at any age, you can still look good, be good, feel good, and really, you know, be successful. And still, that's just one thing about the health. You also are determined for success, and you know, and you're doing your stuff. You're not just sitting idling and waiting, you know, for something to happen, just retired, not doing anything. That's the thing. The minute we stop, that's the minute you decline everything. So you are active, you're hyper, your life is going, you have goals. And as long as you have goals, you are working towards them, time is going smooth, and you're working towards them, life is peachy, right? The minute you kind of stop that, that's a problem. So, but you did highlight the fact that it's never too late, which again, if you're listening and watching, by the way, it doesn't matter what age you're watching at this point that you're watching or listening, you know someone who may be at that age, you know, in the 60s or 70s, and even the 80s. And frankly, you know, you can defeat a lot of disease if you are keeping this type of lifestyle, a healthier lifestyle. Now, we're not saying go track, but even just movement, just walking around, and that's the easiest thing you can do. Now, you took this, you know, for years now, so obviously your body is adjusted to it. Many people may not be able to do it. Your bones are hurting, everything is hurting, aches and, you know, pains. But all those things can also be salvageable and workable through nutrition and proper, you know, taking care of yourself, you know, meditation, sauna, steam room, all these things. There's a lot of things that we can do to help ourselves, the right nutrients, all these things that happen. So that was that. Now, the other thing I want to highlight is the fact that you are being coached from a distance. A lot of people would not think that it can be feasible that your coach is 3 hours away in time frame, 3 hour difference, you know, and literally Atlanta to Tacoma, you know, Washington State. That's a big difference in time and distance, right? Yet you're able to do it. Only a couple of times where you're physically together, but the fact is, you are following instructions. He is following you, and you're working. So this thing, like sometimes people think the coach has to be physical all the time to get stuff. And we see more and more of that today with the technology. People are coaching people all over the world, from business to life to fitness to anything. You know, virtual classes are happening. People are able to do a lot of stuff. So for those people that think I can't do it, I can't find someone, you can. Distance is no longer an issue. You can get all these things and still achieve successes. So again, those are two elements that I want to just extract from the discussion, because I think they're big for the audiences. If you think, or if you are having doubts, well, this is a good example of age is not an issue, and certainly distance is not. So you can still do stuff. So no excuses, folks. You know that? No excuses? Well, there should be none, because we make the best excuses in the world because we just don't want to put in the time and the effort, right? But you remove the excuses and you're willing, able, and ready, and determined, you will get it done. Now, let's talk about those achievements you said, you stated, both, you know, in 23 and 25. You know, those are big, big ones. Now, we talk on national level, and from national level, maybe it's, you know, worldwide level. And that's the thing. There's no ending to this. And you said the age group is 70 to 74. That's a pretty large, you know, scale. So there's a lot of opportunity. Let's talk about that.
Just to touch on something that you brought up, I like to tell people that living life agelessly is liberating. You know, some days I just don't even know how old I am. I just don't even think about it. I just do what I need to do, because now what I'm doing has become my life and my lifestyle. Whereas before with my husband, it became a destination vacation to go to the games. But with Marcus, it's competitive now. We're going out there with a sense of purpose. And as he mentioned, I am moving up in ranks at the national senior game level. And it's, you know, been tremendous because of Marcus, his expertise as a coach and as a sprinter. The senior games are for people who are 50 to 100 plus. And Marcus, I believe with the Masters USA track and field, is that now 35 to 100 plus?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay. So there are so many possibilities out there athletic wise for people, you know, like myself, and also for people who are former athletes and collegians and Olympians, like, you know, like Marcus. So there's opportunities out there. And I always like to think that the seeds of possibility turn into seeds of opportunity. So when you see that something that you think might be impossible, because when I look back now, especially the last 5 years with Marcus, the things that have happened, I mean, it's like, what? You know, I was, before Marcus, I was ranked 16th and 17th. And then with him, like, okay, now, gosh, I'm in the top five. So that's quite a jump. And in Pittsburgh, we had, I had a new personal, two personal bests in the 50 meters.
Yes.
And then in Fort Lauderdale, which we haven't touched on, the 2023 year, which was a very challenging year. In Fort Lauderdale, there was the one personal best in the 100.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran four races. Now, Marcus mentioned that I ran five races in Pittsburgh. I ran four races. That was the first time that I've ever run four at the national level. And also the first time I made the finals in the 100 meters, which was on Friday the 13th. And
I was including the relay.
Yes. And then, okay. And just what really helped me, and this is how Marcus, another facet of Marcus's coaching. I said something about, well, you know, my back is starting to feel a little funny or something like that. This is just when I'm getting ready to start racing. And coach is very laid back. Yeah, don't worry about it. And he said, you're stronger than you think. And then he walks off. And when the gun went off, I was thinking, I've never been in a final before. And I think once I got to the 50 meter mark, because there was a reporter there covering Marcus and I, he said that when I got to the 50 meter mark, boom, I was off. I was off. And I got that coveted eighth spot. And it was just exciting that, you know, while we were trying to find out what was what, and Marcus came over and he said, you're in the finals. And it was my first time, and I was so excited. He's laid back, like, yeah, been there, done that. But yes, that's the difference. You know, a coach with more new school experience, and even with us, you know, doing the virtual thing and then, you know, coming together. And another thing about that experience was that since I ran those four races, I had severely strained my abdominal muscles. And my body just quit and said, you can crawl back to Seattle. You can crawl. Because that's it. That's it. And Marcus, what happened? What did the coach have to do?
I had to push her in a wheelchair all the way through multiple different airports.
Oh, wow.
Yes. It was a long ride back home because we had a layover in Utah, I believe. And then we had to go from Utah all the way to back to Seattle. But the thing is, in Utah, we're sitting in the front of the plane, and, you know, she's supposed to be the first person to have a wheelchair. Sure enough, when the plane stops and she's the only one that's supposed to get a wheelchair because we ordered it, and pretty much another lady decided to take the wheelchair. And so at that point in time, I was looking at Madonna like, what the heck? Don't want to cause a scene, but now we're trying to figure out how to get a new wheelchair because Madonna needs to get off this plane. She also needs to
get a restroom. And I was in pain.
Yeah, she was in pain, and I'm just trying to get her out so she can be a little bit more comfortable. But and then she also needed to use the restroom. There's all these things going on. That was just a struggle. But we did finally get her. Somebody brought a new wheelchair over, and then they were pushing her at first to get her to the restroom. And then after she used the restroom, I'm going to take over to push her to our new gate. Well, the thing is, the wheelchair is not moving. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? Why ain't this thing moving? And, you know, we're at the airport. There's hundreds, thousands of people all running around. And I'm like, I don't know how to move this thing. And so I'm like, Madonna, I need to go ask somebody because it's not moving. Like, I've moved a wheelchair before, but this is new technology. I don't know what I'm doing. And so I run over to go ask somebody, but then I look back. And Madonna's very observant. Like, if you meet Madonna, she notices the smallest things on your shoes, clothes, colors that are going around. She notices things. So I'm looking back, and she's just all looking around. I'm like, what the heck? I need to hurry up and get back to her because she's trying to figure out. She doesn't know where I'm at because I'm gone because she's only, like, faced one way. And so I'm trying to rush back and all of this, but I finally figure out how to move the wheelchair, and we get her pushing through. But just a little stuff like that, like, she was in pain. But that all that hard work, all that time that we put in, it was worth it. I believe Madonna would say it was worth it. But
oh yeah,
it was a ways to get back to Seattle, which we finally did. But
So on that note, right? So no pain, no gain, right? You know, we hear that.
it was the most incredible thing because I couldn't stand up straight, and I'd never had micro tears before.
Yep.
and Marcus has put together a very good team. His former trainer, Eric Wardland, you know, performance, and, you know, and then my massage therapist, Todd, you know, those guys are like, oh yeah, we've been through this before, you know, this stuff happens, you know, when you start sprinting and you have to run as fast as you can so many times in a row. And they said, well, this usually happens to people in junior high school, you know, it's part of a process. But this was like, you know, like, this was new for me. And it was sort of like a setback a little bit. It would seem like a setback. And because of COVID and because of the timing, in about 8 weeks, I would have to compete again in the Washington State Senior Games to qualify to go to Pittsburgh. And because I had this severe situation going on, the coach and the fitness trainer said, you're not going to run. You're not going to practice on the track. You are not going to run until the day of the event. And you see, I had to trust those guys. Like, what? You know, and I think we just did things on the bike. I guess that's
bike only.
Yeah, the bike only for 6 to 8 weeks. And then Marcus was competing like in Europe.
You know,
at the time, yeah, and then he was supposed to fly back to be there with me in Washington, and the plan was to have the massage therapist there to massage me before the 50 meter race, massage me after the 50 meter race, and then massage me after the 100 so that I would be in less pain on my way home. Well, Marcus, there was a situation with Marcus, couldn't get a flight out, so that the massage therapist became the massage therapist, the assistant coach, and he had to take videos. And the plan was, Madonna, just run. Just come in first, second, or third. That's all you need to do. We're not going to try to break any records here. Just get through it to qualify. Mm-hmm. And I did place first. It was in the most severe pain of my life. And I did place first, you know, even though it could have been second or third. But, you know, sometimes what seems like a setback is actually a setup to test your perseverance, mm-hmm. persistence, and resilience. It's just a test to see, you know, if you've got that dedication instead of just giving up. And I'll tell you something, you know, when somebody tells you that, okay, you're not going to run for 8 weeks, you're just going to run the day of the event. You know, you just have to trust the experts. Marcus, what do you have to say about that?
I would just have to say, it's just like she said, trust the experts. I mean, the one thing I will say is, at the end of the day, even when we first started, Madonna didn't necessarily have to have a coach. She could have just continued doing what she did do with her husband, but she wanted to continue to learn, and she just wanted to ask. I mean, there's nothing wrong with asking for advice. There's nothing wrong with getting help. And so anybody out there looking to, you know, just get more fit or just change to a healthier lifestyle, ask somebody. We're not all perfect. We don't know everything, but there is somebody out there that can help you along your journey of whatever it may be. And so I'm proud of Madonna for asking for the help, and I'm glad that I could be that for her. But then when you do get that, seek out that help, trust them. Build that relationship and trust them. You don't seek out there and then you don't want to listen to them, because that defeats the purpose. Find that right person for you and trust it. And you can, your journey will go a long way. Trust is a big thing. So that's what I would say to that.
Well, thank you. So a couple of things, guys. Mm-hmm. The first thing is, you know, the incident of the health piece, right? Where she was mm-hmm. feeling pain. So let's talk about that, because here's the thing. Someone could have watched this portion specifically and say, oh, I see, you know, age, you know, does matter. Now you're, you know, in a wheelchair, you can't even, you know, do this. But I love what you said, that this happens to people in high school. This is just your body, you know, getting overwhelmed by a sheer, you know, multitude of just, you know, trauma that is happening back to back to back. Now, obviously, some people, you know, if you're younger, maybe the healing process is different, but it doesn't matter. You know, the fact is, it can happen to anyone. And listen, I've experienced, I've been in martial arts all my life. And trust me, when you do some, you know, extensive stuff, your body needs to recuperate no matter what. Now, exactly. It happens. I mean, if you put in too much, you know, work on your muscles and your bones and your joints, there's going to be some repercussions. So all that, that's why the best athletes, they have the therapists, they have these, the masseuse and this and the other and the treatments. And all these people, I mean, you look at the best team, they have their whole, you know, medical team with them and, you know, physical therapists that do help them. And we've had a few shows with some experts that do these things. So it is not something that, you know, oh, okay, just because you're going to be running, nothing's going to happen. If you do anything physical, something's going to happen. You can tear a muscle. You can have micro tears, as you said. You can be multiple things. But the fact is, it is to be expected that you're going to have something. And it's not always easy, especially if you're in transit and things like that. Now, I love what you said, Madonna, about setbacks. You know, listen, life is always going to be full of setbacks, you know. And you know, you have, as you said, resilience, determination, all these things, perseverance. Those are the things that we look for. If we actually stop at the first, I guess, blockade, whatever it is, blockage or you know, something that stops you from moving forward, or like, you know, you just be deterred, that's not going to be anything. I mean, that may happen to people, but it is just a little extra, one extra stuff. And there's always a way around things. And I love what you said. She couldn't run. The bike is the next best thing. It's good for your muscle. It builds the strength. The cardio is there. So you have almost an alternative, but no impact, you know, the same way. I mean, listen, I can tell you this. I don't run. I can't. I beat up my joints a long time ago. So I can run, but not for a long time. Maybe a couple laps, three laps. That's it, you know. But I do bike. You know, I have my own stationary bike, and that's actually good for me. It works my joints. It works my muscle. I get cardio with it. You know, it's easy. Either that or a bag. Those are my things, right? And it works, you know, so to each his own. Like, you have to adjust, you know, according to your body, know what works and what doesn't. In this case, you didn't have to run track before, but, you know, the day of, you know, listen, you know what to do. You're going to start. You have all the tips. You just go. You got to push for that 100 meters, and you got to make it happen. And you did. You were aiming for third, then you wound up first. See, that just shows that you could have done it, and you did it. And those are the things, folks. Achievements are not easy. Nothing is easy. Again, that no pain and no gain concept that we hear all the time, we see it all over the place, it is a real concept. It works, and we have to accept it. You know, no risk, no reward. All these things are real, and it's part of life. You know, for people watching and listening, if you think that life is going to give you just, you know, peaches and happy stuff, it's not going to happen. You know, there's going to be some rotten pieces that's going to come along the way, and you have to deal with that. And it's the adversity that makes us stronger, you know, and show that the true essence of who we are at all given times, whether it's in business, family, life, you know, competition, you name it. I mean, the best athletes, they do fail sometimes, right? But it's not failing. It's just that they don't make it in one time or the other. They make it the next time. And it doesn't stop them. They just learn, what did I not do right? So let me tweak things for the next run. They don't give up. So thank you for sharing. I mean, this is your personal life. You're sharing, you know, some of these steps. But for people that sometimes, you know, because people jump to conclusions easily. Oh, you see, like, well, you should be running because, you know, you're too old for this. Well, no.
I've heard that.
You see, exactly. Like, you know, some people will tell you that, like, you could have avoided the pain because you didn't have to go put your body through this. Listen, we all put ourselves through some sort of a challenged situation, whether in a personal life or otherwise. And people that just go party or to drink and do stuff, they do put themselves, people eating the wrong stuff, they put themselves and they enjoy it, but it does have an effect. You get diabetes, you get all the stuff. So we all make mistakes, folks, you know, so none of us are perfect. You know, we all have the ability to change things, but we have to deal with situations as they occur. And yes, sometimes we can be vulnerable and we have to work around that. Yes, you know, the best athletes, they can be playing football, baseball, they get hurt, they get injuries. You know, the best athletes have gone injuries, you know, through injuries, and they've gone through surgeries and recovered, and they're still out there, right? You can look up, you know, anybody, Google, you know, ask ChatGPT. They'll tell you, like, everyone that's been ever injured that is a star, you know, world level, you know, ranking in athletics or anything, you know, you'll see that. So it's not something that is not even, you know, actors, whatever. Everybody's got a downtime, you know, where we hurt ourselves. So again, just I want to highlight that, because people sometimes they tend to wait for that opportunity, you know, where to say, like, oh, you see, this is crazy. Why are you doing all this? Well, you're doing it because you're fulfilling something. It fulfills you. You're doing it because you love what you're doing. Yes. Is it going to come with some of these things? Yeah, it's part of the deal. You're accepting the consequences. When I did martial arts and I still, you know, practice here and there, guess what? I do get hurt. And you know what? We used to have a saying in the dojo, I'd rather get hurt in the dojo than get hurt in the street. You know, so you practice, you know, to get hurt here, so you avoid to getting hurt in the real world, right? So it is part of, it's like a trade-off, right? You know what you're getting into, and it comes with some pain. And so it depends on the willingness and how high, you know, that pain you're willing to take. But sometimes it's unexpected. It happens. You know, you can, God forbid, you know, twist an ankle. That's as easy as that. I mean, it could happen to anyone, right? You know, we've seen athletes, you know, run and fall, right? It can happen too. There's so many things. I mean, people in soccer, they break their legs, you know, they hit each other, boom, you know. It happened to the best of the players out there too. So these things, you know, can happen, folks. So it's not like a judgment here, but the fact is, I just wanted to clear, you know, that it can happen and it will happen. No matter what, how good you are, you try to avoid as much as you can, you know, things to keep, you know, healthier. But it's just part of nature. So, Madonna, you're smiling there. You wanted to add something?
Well, just a couple of things. When I severely ruptured my Achilles in 20 13 or 2014 when I was in my early 60s. You know, when the doctor said, because of your age and the severity of the rupture, you won't have the explosive speed that you need to sprint. You won't have that lift. And I do have less lift in my left foot. You know, that's one of the things that as a coach, Marcus is dealing with. And that could have been a bigger setback than the, severely strained abdominal muscles. But because I went through the pain of the ruptured Achilles and the rehab, then it was an easier, my mindset was a little bit easier, knowing that, okay, I'm going to get through this. Okay, I've got a good team that Marcus has put together. And okay, if they say, you're not running until the day, and Marcus and the trainer said that you're fast, you're strong, and you're mentally tough. And all you got to do is come in first, second, or third. Just that's all you have to do, you know? And yes, it was extremely painful. And the one other thing about having a fast coach was once we arrived in Seattle, the wheelchair was there, and Marcus got all of my luggage. Marcus knows I travel with a lot of luggage when I go to the national games, okay? And here we are. You've probably been to SeaTac. And, you know, then we've got to go across the bridge and down in the bowels of the earth to, you know, find my shuttle. And it was about 1:30 in the morning. We couldn't find the shuttle. And I received a phone call, thought it was the shuttle people looking for me. But it was a representative from the airport who said that that she had my luggage. And I had somebody else's luggage. And there was a woman in the background screaming and yelling about baby formula. Baby formula being worth gold. So, yeah, okay. And so, you know, I'm not in the greatest mood. And I look at Marcus, I'm there, Marcus, you picked up the wrong suitcase. And he's there, what? I said, here, get the instructions, you know, from whoever it was, the representative from the airport. And I'll tell everybody out there, when you've got a world-class athlete who's got to run an errand, no, you know how airports are all spread out. Everything's all spread out. Marcus got that luggage and knew he was off to wherever he needed to go. And then I realized, well, he's back already. So it pays to have, you know, somebody fast. Marcus, go ahead and you talk about your little journey to get my to exchange the luggage.
Oh, I mean, it's just like what she just said. I mean, I knew the lady needed some baby formula. Madonna needed to get home, so I used my speed to get the job done as fast as possible. I knew I needed to help Madonna kind of get set up in the car that was going to take her home. So that lady needed her baby formula, so I sprinted there, got her bag, and sprinted right back. And just like she said, it wasn't. I'm a 400 meter specialist. I'm not going to get tired of running to the airport and back real quick.
Well, you know, it's funny because you mentioned formula, but believe it or not, it is actually. If you go to Target now, like the store, they actually close that stuff in a glass because that's a highly stolen item. It's weird, but yeah, it's
crazy. Wasn't trying to take it.
It's expensive. It's expensive. Yeah, so listen, and I understand if you have a baby, you got to feed the baby. So I see the frustration from a mother, but these things happen. I mean, airports can be, you know, just especially when you have these transiting, you know, flights and stopovers and all that. It's always a nightmare when you get luggages. I mean, but sometimes you have to deal with it. And you're right. Some airports are like one side versus the other. It's like you got to run like almost two airports before you get to the other side, right? You know, it's just amazing. But again, part of the journey, right? And also as a team, you're working together to make it. I mean, yeah, you're the coach. You're not really the guy that's gonna go get the stuff, but you're working as a unit, and things are happening.
Exactly.
And you're making it happen. So it's an important. Mm-hmm. By the way, I love what you said, Madonna, about when the doctor told you that you're never gonna be able to run. You know, this is not the first time I heard that. You know, where people were told they never can walk, they never can see, they never can do things, and they challenged the status quo and made it work. You know, it again, the mind is powerful. If the more you can push in your mind, the body is going to respond. I mean, it's this whole thing about mind and the body, it's real and it works. If your mind is strong, everything else will. Look, Bruce Lee, right? You know, that's a good story, right? You know, had that problem. I mean, and there's many, many other stories that are in the world where people get hurt, yet they were able to overcome their difficulties. And really kind of became, you know, who they really wanted to be, you know. And so these are things that, you know, sometimes are good for us to listen to, because these are great inspirational stories. And yes, life happens to the best of us, and it's always going to happen, and things are going to happen. And you're right, you might not be at the 100%, but you can get close to the 100%, right? But it's better than, you know, than not doing anything, because you will drop to 50% of your capabilities if you didn't do anything, right? So that's a big deal. Now, I want to touch on, you know, your formula. I mean, obviously there is food that needs to be taken, nutrition. There's some exercise that needs to be taken. What is your week looks like, you know, in terms of activities, training, nutrition? You know, what are the things, the do's and the don'ts that you do that you can recommend to people, you know, to be able to sustain a healthier life, and also to be more athletic if they wanted to. And even if they don't have to participate in competition, just to be, you know, healthier in life. You know, I mean, you certainly can share, both of you can share quite a bit of that, because on both sides, and by the way, you can feed, you know, a good spectrum of ages here between Marcus and Madonna in terms of, you know, so if someone...
There's 41 years difference.
Exactly. So there's quite a few, you know, groups of folks that you can, you know, really show them, like, you know, what would be a good week of training, eating, and good habits to get, you know, to keep, you know, and maintain a good, healthier self.
Okay. Let's start with you, coach, about any fitness or nutrition tips, and then I'll let people know what I do as far as nutrition.
Yeah. I mean, what I truly suggest, I mean, the way Madonna trains, because we're going for all these gold medals and stuff like that, might be different, but at the end of the day, everybody's has to find their own healthy lifestyle. I mean, specific foods and different things like that, we can talk all about that. But my biggest thing is making sure you're fueled. Madonna initially at first, sometimes she wouldn't eat breakfast going into a workout or something like that. But I need to make sure that she ate something before workout, but then also she ate something after working out. You need to fuel your body, and you need to eat to also recover. So, I mean, just finding a balance. I mean, everybody's different. But rest is a very important. So depending on age, you need to be able to gather how much you should be training within a week. I mean, for Madonna, we had 3 track days, 2 weight room days, but we've also trained very differently. We've trained 3 days a week before due to kind of the circumstances of what was going on, but we also trained 5 days a week. So it really just a balance of figuring out what may work best for the specific individual. But that's why training is tailored to everybody. There's not one way to do it. I mean, everybody's body is different. Everybody's health is different from where they're starting at or where they've been throughout many, many years. And so I would really just strongly say, make sure you rest. Make sure you find that balance of training to rest within that week span, but also eat. A lot of people, I mean, I understand work, life can get away and you might just eat once a day or something like that. But when they're really trying to eat a healthy lifestyle, it's not all about just eating that one big meal to make you feel full for the day. You want to try to balance out your meals. I'm not too specific on Madonna when it comes to portion control. When I was training, I was big on portion control. But Madonna, she typically has good proportions. She makes sure she's eating her good balance of meat to veggies or whatever it may be. But it can really be tailored. But I strongly suggest everybody, specifically individually, to just find that balance.
No, as far as I'm concerned, yes, I did have a situation with breakfast. Mm-hmm. I was either, you know, just eating a little bit, but not enough, because I was even though I've got the speed, I was running out of energy and I would just stop. And so now I have scrambled eggs or an omelet, cereal, whether it's cold or hot, a fruit cup, yogurt, a smoothie. and as Marcus said afterwards, it's important to eat something too. I might have another smoothie or yogurt where I add walnuts and craisins to it. Or sometimes I'll slice up a banana and add the walnuts, craisins, and drizzle some honey on it. And I also do that with blueberries too. For lunch and dinner, I usually do maybe salmon and roast chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I stay away from fried foods. I eat dessert every once in a great while. Can't remember the last time I had ice cream. There's just things, you know, I've just cut out. I eat a lot more leafy green vegetables, kale. I even eat cottage cheese, but I throw some nuts and berries on that and just drizzle some honey on it. I mean, you know, I'm eating some foods that I never thought I would eat in my life. And I understand fuel. And Marcus had mentioned rest. Rest is very important. We had a really rough, the toughest schedule that I had. So I found myself resting a little bit more. And of course, as far as sleeping, sure, I get the proper amount of rest. And something that Marcus said that was really important, and when people approach me, they think that they feel bad because they're not racing, you know, that they can't be like me. And it's like, no. You need to do what you can do. I usually suggest 10 minutes of walking and move your arms when you walk. You know, even if you have to walk, some women walk from the house to the mailbox, then walk around the corner, you know, and then see if you can do 10 minutes, you know, and if you can do a little stretching in there, that's good. But don't compare yourself to me. Don't make yourself feel bad because you're not doing what I'm doing, because what I'm doing is just something just totally different. I didn't know that I would be doing this at this age. And like I said, it's my life and my lifestyle, but you do what you feel comfortable with, but make sure you're consistent with it. Give yourself a chance, take baby steps, because Marcus has said that with me, and we are still taking baby steps with me because I'm still evolving as an effective and efficient sprinter. And you mentioned something before, Hurricane, about listening to people's expertise. I know very little, like I said, about the mechanics of track and field. I'm listening to Marcus and my trainers. Okay. So, but I've got to be consistent. And any time, you know, if people are serious about wanting to get off the couch and do something, you've got to be consistent, and you need to clarify what your goals are. You know, don't think you're going to run a half marathon or a marathon just hopping off the couch. No, it would be, but you know, people do that. You know, people do that. They'll go out and play a sport and then they wind up in the hospital because they've sprained this or that. But no, it takes baby steps, and it takes commitment and consistency.
Thank you. And by the way, I love what you shared about the idea of to each his own as kind of concept. Like not everybody is Madonna. Everybody is their own. And so based on your own personal, the key here is you just got to take care of yourself and love what you said. Movement, walking, doesn't have to be, you know, preparing for a run. You just have to keep, you know, to keep going. And you're a great inspiration for a lot of folks, because in a way, you know, people tend to stop doing that. They just, again, we talked briefly about it. People just don't do it anymore, walk in and stuff like that. You want to be able to do that. Half hour a day is usually a good place to be in terms of, and I'm just talking about just basic walking around, jogging around, you know, the neighborhood. Not big deal. If you have a dog, you take the dog. If not, as you said, go to the mail, take a, you know, the longer route to do stuff. If you have a car, park far, you know, not too close to the store. I mean, those are some of the things that we can do just to keep the body flowing and stuff. Because if you're just sitting and stuff, it's not going to help you. And the food choices can make also a difference. And, you know, these are the things that will make a difference in your health overall. You want to have good nutrition. You want to have good movement and good rest. Rest is a big deal. I mean, most of the specialists, they will clearly tell you want at least 7 to 8 hours, if not, you know, full blocks of sleep, you know, and it's nighttime, not early, not daytime, not, you know, in the afternoon. You may also get a little siesta if you can. Those are some things that, you know, if you really do, if you want to be the best of the best of the best, I mean, there's a lot of things that we need to change in our lifestyles. And especially in the US compared to, for example, Europe, I mean, they have a better lifestyle than we do. And it's just a fact, you know, whether we like it or not, you know, it is what it is. They do sleep better. They do enjoy life better. They have a different vacation schedule. They work differently. They do take breaks between, you know, the job. They don't eat on the run. You never see some. I'm not seeing actually people walk in the street and chewing food, you know, in Europe. You know, they'll go sit and have a full hour of a meal before they do things. We just do things differently in the States. And, you know, it has been, you know, I mean, we have obesity, you know, galore here. We have diabetes galore. We have blood pressure problems. I mean, we're sick, you know, in a lot of ways. And whether we like it or not, folks, some people may not like this. The truth hurts, as they say. But these are facts, folks. You don't have to take it from Hurricane or Madonna or Marcus. Do your own research. Again, Google and ChatGPT. I love Dr. Haim one time. He said, you know what? We don't have to argue people anymore. Well, Dr. Haim is our, you know, standing, you know, partner in crime in the psychiatry department of psychology. And we have this great show that's once a month. And one thing that is like one of the biggest advice that, you know, I mean, all his stuff is advice. And, you know, every time he gives some super stuff that we can use and take it to the bank. And one of them is really this, you know, it's simple. Folks, don't argue. We don't have to argue about stuff that is factual. You just got to go Google it. You know, you and I, we don't have to like, no, it's green, it's a blue, it's green. Ask and you shall find, right? Go to Google, do your query, and you're going to find the answers. Ask ChatGPT now. It gives you all the answers. Soon we have Optimus in the house, and he will give us the answers. The Tesla Optimus, right? That's coming up, you know, next as the next toy, right? But the fact of the matter is, you know, these things are available to us. Find out what works, and that's all there is. You know, facts are we got to do better in our health. We got to do better in our physical conditioning, you know, our mind conditioning. I mean, that's another thing. Mental health is big, and it's really here in the head that is happening. You know, I'm looking at you. Your mind is so focused and so, you know, really happy about the stuff that you do. So that's the thing. It's fulfilling you. It's your passion. And I love what you said. It's not, you know, not everybody has to be doing what Madonna and run for the race. You know, you do it because it works for you. This is something you love. You didn't plan for it years back, but now it's you. It became you. And so everybody find whatever is worth for you, you know, in terms of your fulfillment and your passion. And, you know, I just had a show that's going to air, you know, next week. It's very interesting that it's being successful and being fulfilled is two different things. And, you know, my guest, you know, we've covered that angle. And really having that is like, as he's described it, is that like that's like the fourth bucket. And most people don't make it where you're great success and fulfillment the same. It's like it's one or the other. It's none or one versus the other or the other versus the other, but not both. And so to get to that level, you got to be something that you love. And you got to make it work and monetize it and make it work for you and so on and so forth. But whatever your definition of success is. But the fact is, these are the things that we need to look forward to as people. And it is achievable. It is attainable. If you're watching or listening, this is not something that you cannot do. You can do it. You can help others do it and achieve it. And again, these discussions and shows are really just a way for you to get some sort of level of like, hey, this is happening, right? I mean, we look at movies, we look at, you know, documentaries and stuff. We learn stuff. You know, you might pick up a couple of things here that may work for you. Now, maybe someone says, I didn't learn anything. Okay, that's okay too. That's a good thing. You learned that you didn't learn anything. See, you learned something. You know, you'll always find a way to learn something if you wanted to, folks. But that's all there is. So, Madonna Marcus, you know, that's like 2 years down, you know, since the last time we met. A lot of achievements and definitely more to come through. Next year, you have already shared with us some of the achievements or some of the targets that you have. Is there anything that worldwide that you want to do, Madonna?
Okay, did you say, is there anything worldwide? Is that what you said?
Yes, worldwide venture, you know, game competition that you want to participate in. Well, both of you, I mean, you know, like you together.
Well, sure, Marcus. Marcus has plans. the coach has plans. I would, you know, before this journey is over, I would like to set a national record and a world record. I've got to state baby steps up. And with Marcus as my coach and the team, you know, we'll ride this out and see how far we can go. Because I know Marcus wants to keep leveling me up and, you know, a world set a world record. Why not?
Are they senior games worldwide that are actually, you know, prominent that we should know about?
It's not exactly the national senior games, it's a different division, but it's still masters running. But yes, in the near future, we're going to be competing to be a part of the USA team for the masters divisions. And one of these days, you're going to see Madonna represent USA somewhere overseas. And that's that's coming in our near future. But right now, our focus is the National Senior Games next year and also the Huntsman Game next year as well. So we have two major events next year. But sure enough, soon after that, look forward to what we have coming.
I'll be tracking you guys. This is home. So we'll monitor the successes and the achievements as they come along. And again, you know, truly an inspiration. You know, you guys are making trends and different. And, you know, for some people, they have different definitions of success and things like that. But any small achievement is an achievement, right? Any small step in success. As you said, Madonna, baby steps, one at a time. But, you know, and that's all there is. And, you know, for some other people, they might have the sky's the limit. You know, there's infinite, you know, space out there. So go for it. You know, nothing is, you know, off limits. You can do whatever you want. And as long as you can physically and mentally and, you know, spiritually, you go for it. And I think you have that. All right. So we're coming to the end of the show today. But so any words of wisdom you want to kind of leave our audiences with today?
I guess I'll start.
Go for it.
I know Madonna's going to end this with a bang, but I really just want to share with everybody. One, thank you for having us today on the show. But it's never too late. It's never too late to get started. Always seek advice, seek that person that can help you throughout your journey, because I've been somebody like this. Everybody thinks they can sometimes do it on their own, but no matter what age you are, there's always learning that you can do. I still have a lot more learning to do, but I knew I had some expertise that could help Madonna. Madonna knows a lot, but she knew that there's some things that I could help share with her. Just, it's never too late. If you want to start your journey, start it, seek some advice, trust it, and roll with it. Consistency is key. Anybody can start something for a week. Anybody can keep it going for a month. But can you keep it going? Create those small goals like Madonna talked about earlier, because those little goals that you have are not little goals. Those goals that you have is what's going to keep you consistent. If you don't have goals, it's going to be easy to kind of start, stop. So keep those goals. Look at those every day or look at those every week. You'll stay consistent and sky's the limit. Just like you see, we're just examples of what it can really do when you set some goals and you work as a team.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks, Marcus. Madonna, you're up.
Okay. I want to share my favorite Tyler Perry quote. Sometimes we need to supply ourselves with the permission, nourishment, and attention to grow even greater. And we know he knows how to grow great. And as Marcus says, it is never too late. It is never too late to aspire higher. It is never too late to soar for more. No matter how old you are or what your situation is in life, just ask yourself, what are you going to give yourself permission to do? How are you going to nourish yourself? How are you going to grow greater? Thank
with
you.
That, we, right. That,
we drop the mic on that.
Drop the mic, baby. Like, poof. that's power stuff, you know. And Tyler Perry, I mean, certainly, you know, he does show how the success and the growth is, you know, awesome work that he does, and you know, great message for people. I mean, folks, you know, this is as best as you can get. I mean, it's powerful messaging, you know, great tools to apply. And again, the more we hear things, as Marcus said, you know, ask, learn, you know, there's no limits. We can do this. I mean, people out there, it doesn't matter where you are, what your situation is, you can adjust things accordingly, one thing at a time, one small step at a time, one project at a time, one goal at a time. Just keep it up. And that's all. And if we do that, you know, we'll keep a healthier, better life. And I love that soar, you know, out there. You know, I mean, it's believe it or not, in our taglines, enrich your mind and soul beyond limits. So we align in the ideology here. And that's really, again, what it is. You know, we try to, this whole work is to help people get better and better. You know, because here's the thing, the more you hear inspirational and motivational stuff, the more you get excited about things and your energy is up there. And the least you hear about this, or the more you hear just the negative stuff, that's where you got to live. This is all positive stuff, folks. You know, just take it to the bank. You know, absorb it. And if it's not for you, share it with other people, because there's a lot of, you know, folks, you know, there that can use a little bit of, you know, help. Sometimes just to hear things can get you, you know, a change of a mindset, and that's important. So Madonna, Marcus, it's been, again, another real discussion, not a fun, you know, time. A lot of good stuff that you shared with us. Love it. You know, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Our pleasure. All right, folks, there you go. We had Madonna back and Marcus back. And I hope that you've enjoyed this discussion today. Until the next one, I'm Rick Nage. Well, bye for now.